been a busy Friday at the NovaCare Complex. We're going to get you caught up on everything happening with the Eagles as they get ready for the preseason opener on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field against the Indianapolis Colts. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Chris McPherson. And the moment came and went, and as it turns out, Chip Kelly pulling the plug on the Sam Bradford preseason debut.
Yeah, surprising reports, I'm sure, to fans who are watching on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The thing is, what's the goal at the end of the day? To get him ready for the regular season. Chip Kelly's watched him the last couple weeks in 11-on-11 drills. It's the first 11-on-11 work that he's had the entire offseason. We just need to take it slow when it comes to Sam Bradford. And if you recall last year, when Bradford was in St. Louis, he did not play in the first preseason game that year either. So again, the goal at the end of the day is to get him ready for the regular season. He will make his debut a week from now against the Ravens.
And between now and then, he'll have a lot of reps against the Ravens when they come to the NovaCare Complex for joint practices. We've got a lot to get to today in our show. We'll take a look at the New York Football Giants, and we'll spotlight a player who's going to play a lot on Sunday. But first, we've got our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith, chock full of news.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The big news out of Eagles camp today was Chip Kelly announcing that quarterback Sam Bradford will not play on Sunday when the Eagles host the Indianapolis Colts. Instead, Bradford will get another week to prepare for next Saturday's game against the Baltimore Ravens. Today, Coach Kelly explained his decision to sit Bradford.
That's my decision. He really wants to play. I don't think he's real happy with my decision, but just felt he's been out here for 2 weeks, done a really nice job. He'll get his first work against the Ravens when we get a chance to train with them for a couple days before we play, and he'll play in the Ravens game. So Mark will start the game. It's just he's been out here just for 2 weeks. I think the other guy's got a little bit of base, and I just feel more comfortable putting him in the Ravens game. So,
after months of questions about his surgically repaired left knee, Bradford is obviously disappointed to not be able to get the start on Sunday, but he does understand Coach Kelly's decision.
Yeah, I think any time that you put the time in, come to training camp, work for 2 weeks, it's always fun to get out there and play against someone, play real football again. So, I think it is a little bit disappointing, but I'm excited about the opportunity next week. Can't wait to get out there and play against the Ravens.
With Bradford sitting out of Sunday's game, it will be Mark Sanchez getting the start for the Eagles at quarterback. And for Sanchez, he enters this game just like he would any other regular season game.
I wouldn't even worry about it. You just prepare like you're going to play the whole game. And then when you have to come out, you come out. But start it off like you normally would any game and try and get a successful drive and build from there.
Another Eagles quarterback who should see a lot of time on Sunday is Matt Barkley, who's looking to put his best foot forward and prove himself on the field.
Yeah, just to prove that that I'm a capable quarterback of winning games in this league. I know what I can do in this league and for this team. And so I just want to show Coach Kelly, my teammates, the fans, that's a trickle-down effect, but show them that I can play, move the ball down the field, completions, protect the ball.
While Eagles fans won't get to see Sam Bradford make his debut on Sunday, they will get to see Tim Tebow's debut in Midnight Green. Today, Tebow spoke about doing everything that he can to impress the Eagles coaches here in camp.
Well, I think you just try to focus. You have a mindset, and that mindset is try to do what you've been coached to do. And, if scenarios pop up where, you're going to, try to make a play or whatever. But for the most part, just try to do what you've been coached to do. Go through your reads. Calm before the storm, a focus, and just go play, have fun.
Tebow also spoke about being able to stretch with members of the Wounded Warrior Project, who are here at the NovaCare Complex for today's practice.
In life, you're blessed with, I've been blessed with, a few opportunities where kids will come up to you and they'll say, thanks for being a hero or something, and why? Because we play a game, but those are real heroes, and those are the people that have put their life on the line for our country, so that we can play a game, so that we can enjoy life and all the blessings that come with it. And so, to be able to have them be part of our practice or stretch, that's nothing compared to what we should be doing for them.
One more injury note from today: Coach Kelly mentioned that tight end Zach Ertz has a core muscle injury and most likely won't play in the Eagles' preseason schedule, but he should be ready for Week 1. In case you missed it, the Eagles' unofficial depth chart was released yesterday. Be sure to keep it on PhiladelphiaEagles.com to check out the depth chart and get all of your latest Eagles news.
In other news, the Eagles announced a new partnership, a tasty partnership, one with Wawa. Wawa is now the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles. But let's get back to the action on the field here, Dave.
Yeah, a lot of action on the field. Mark Sanchez will be the starting quarterback on Sunday. Matt Barkley and Tim Tebow will see the majority of the snaps. But Mark Sanchez gets the start, and he's always excited about getting on the field in this offense. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, Mark Sanchez, Eagles starting quarterback on Sunday, joins me in studio.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. On the road. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Comcast SportsNet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. When the Eagles open the preseason on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff against the Indianapolis Colts, Mark Sanchez will be the starting quarterback. He joins me in studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Mark, looking forward. I know everybody gets a chance to play preseason. They love it. They want the reps. They want to knock the rust off. I know you feel the same way.
That's exactly the way we feel, and the way I feel personally. I think it's that next step and that next hurdle for us in our progression as we get to the regular season. So we're excited to go out there and play. Anytime we're at the link, it's very fun.
Assess for me, for them, your preseason, your body of work to date.
You know, I feel more and more comfortable as the days go on, as you get more reps, as you study more film. I think the addition of Coach Day this year has really helped in my progression with this offense. I think his rapport with Coach Kelly, and having played for Coach Kelly, understands exactly what he's trying to get out of specific plays and situations. So that's been huge for me. And the rest is good chemistry with the players that were here from last year. A lot of those skill guys back, and even the new guys working them in. So I feel like I'm having a great camp and doing everything I can to compete.
What kind of goals do you have for Sunday?
You know, honestly, we just want to have a successful first drive. And so as you break down these goals of, you know, what do you want to accomplish? It's how do you have a good drive? Well, how do you start fast? Well, we need a good first play. So mm-hmm. Let's get some positive yards on the first play. If it's a pass, let's try and get a completion. If it's a run, make the right read. If I have to keep it and get some positive yards. And then after that, it's just situational awareness and managing the club. So it's going to be very fun, and I'm excited. It's finally season time.
Has the offense changed schematically since last year?
You know, I think as every offense you're in for more than 1 year, when you switch up every year, it's different. And the last few years before I got to Philly, you know, you didn't get a chance to evolve. So I don't know if it changes as much as it starts to evolve, where we've seen specific things on film last year, like, hey, man, we can pick that blitz up, or, you know, this route isn't very good versus this. What can we do to change it? Or do we want to scrap the play entirely? Do we want to try this new concept? So is there new stuff? Sure. Is there some of the old stuff? Yes. But, you know, Coach Kelly, he's everything he did before is kind of obsolete for him. He always wants to get better. And so it'll be there'll be some new stuff and some of the old favorite stuff.
Well, I think the Eagles fans, they look at this roster and they see all these new faces around the offense. I mean, you feel good about how everything's kind of fitting in here, the backfield, the new wide receivers, you got some new faces up front?
Absolutely. This a ton of talent, and the sky's the limit for this group. So now it's just about, you know, taking what we've done in the meeting rooms, on the practice field, into a game setting where the coach isn't right there, where you can't turn around and ask a question, where you can't, you know, kind of throw your hands up and say, hey, I don't know what's going on, let's figure this out. Now here comes the test. So I think we have great players and a lot of potential, and now we'll see how our first test goes.
Mark, I think if we had been sitting here a year ago, I would maybe be surprised if you would have been here this time. It's kind of a long-term marriage here. Are you not surprised?
About it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love the opportunity to come back, and I was thrilled that that they had interest in me. So, you know, it's a two-way street there, and that's perfect.
You're a better quarterback than you were a year ago?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I just feel so much more relaxed, and there's really nothing to stress about. I'm having so much more fun this year, and I'm not trying to learn a system quickly and just spit it out and, you know, learn information. Now I'm understanding the why and when and starting to anticipate some things, so I think that can really help the team.
And you and Sam, the relationship that you have, helping him understand the offense, how's that going?
Absolutely. The same way, you know, Nick helped me last year, and you know, there's a respect to that position at the quarterback position in this league and at this level. You know, you work so hard to get here, and you're at the upper echelon of your profession and your specific position. So, you know, there's no hard feelings. I mean, we're competing, we're having fun, and he's a great guy. Fun to be around, knows a ton of football, very intelligent kid, and he's great to compete with and fun to we shared an offensive coordinator in Brian Schottenheimer. He was in St. Louis with him, and he was in New York with me, so we have a ton to talk about there, and obviously this new system that he's learning, I try and help him out as much as I can.
Last thing, I know last year the offense turned the football over in total too much. Mm-hmm. How do you cut that down? How does the group cut that down? What's done to reduce those mistakes?
You know, some years obviously there's more than others, but one of the big emphasis we make is just the ball security, understanding the situation. We got to get better in the red zone. We got to get a positive play on first down, so we're not in third and long trying to push the ball down the field, giving those defenders opportunities to make plays on the ball. And whether it's, you know, catching it and tucking it, running and tucking it, two hands in the pocket, those little things you try and emphasize. And, you know, we're talking one or two throws, and it could have been a whole different season. So that's kind of, you know, no pun intended, but you got a little chip on your shoulder coming into this season and knowing that we could have that we left some plays out there last year, and if we just take care of the football, we'll really be able to do something special.
Well, it all starts Sunday, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. The Colts in town. Mark Sanchez starting at quarterback. Thank you so much. Good luck on Sunday and for many Sundays to come. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Brooke Montgomery.
I never go anywhere without my Bobapedic.
John Hill. No Bobapedic.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
The Eagles and the New York Giants will resume their rivalry once again this season. They will first meet on a Monday Night Thriller, a game in which they'll induct Maxie Bond and Brian Westbrook into the team's Hall of Fame, and then they'll end the season against the New York Giants. The question is, what will be on the line in that Week 17 showdown? To take us behind enemy lines, we bring in the voice of the New York Football Giants, Bob Papa. Bob, Eli Manning had a very underrated season in 2014, his first with new offensive coordinator Bob McAdoo. What are you expecting in the second season with the two working together?
Well, I'm expecting things to be even better for him. He really talked about a lot in the offseason, the fact that having the offense a year under his belt, it wasn't so much where you had to think along the way. And you're right, he had a very good year last year when you think of the fact that he had 14 interceptions and five came in one game. He had a pretty good year last year, and they kind of all had to learn on the fly. This year he's got a complete understanding of what's going on, as do his teammates, and he said the comfort level is drastically different between last year and this year as far as, you know, having a full understanding of what they're doing offensively.
Bob, how has Odell Beckham Jr. handled the superstardom that has come his way following his historic rookie season?
Well, you know, he's one of those guys that has really done a really good job as far as kind of bringing it all in. I know he's worked with Victor Cruz as far as just talking about some of the stuff about handling superstardom. And he's come in and he's worked just as hard as he has at any other point. And you can even see he feels a lot more relaxed. You know, last year he missed all of training camp. He only practiced for about 2.5 days throughout all of camp, missed all the preseason and the first four regular season games, and then he had that record-setting year. So even a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., who has worlds of individual talent, has said that he feels a lot more comfortable with what they're doing schematically.
Now, Bob, how will his role change, assuming that Victor Cruz is going to be good to go? What's Cruz's status up to this point? We remember that he tore the patellar tendon in that game against the Eagles last season in Philadelphia. So what's the sense regarding him going into this season, and how will that impact Beckham?
Well, I mean, he's out on the field practicing here today against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, they're limiting him as far as what they're using him in certain periods. But, you know, in talking with Victor, one of the things that he's been pleasantly surprised about is the fact that he's been able to practice every day and not have any kind of swelling or any kind of hampered movement whatsoever with regards to the knee. And, you know, when you think about what he brings to the table and his ability to make big plays, and then you match that with Odell Beckham Jr., you throw in Reuben Randall into the mix, and then they added a guy like Shane Vereen in the backfield. This offense could be very diverse and use a lot of multiple looks and attack you in a lot of different ways than just throwing it up to number 13.
Bob, let's transition to the defense. Does it feel like old times with Steve Spagnuolo back as a defensive coordinator?
Well, it's good to see Spags back. I'm sure as he came back, he'd love to have Michael Strahan, OCU Manure in his prime, Justin Tuck scratching the surface, and a guy like Matthias Kiwanuka is a young emerging player. Totally different here, obviously, with the Jason Pierre-Paul situation and his injury with the fireworks. It's going to have to be more schematic how they get after the quarterback. They don't have the luxury of just rolling four guys out there and whipping offensive lines. Now they're going to have to do it in more creative ways, and they're looking for guys like DeMontre Moore to step forward, a guy in his third year. Kerry Wynn, who made the team last year, is a player that emerged late in the year and has looked outstanding in camp. And then they've added some guys in the draft that they hope can add some speed rush on the edge, but it's going to have to be more scheme than it is just individual guys whipping people up front.
Bob, is there any sense whatsoever in terms of when they think Jason Pierre-Paul will be back?
No. You know, it's funny because I get asked that question a lot, and my answer is pretty much the same. I know about as much as the Giants know with regards to that. You know, we've heard that Tom Coughlin and Jerry Reese and Ronnie Barnes, the director of medical services, and several others from the organization have spoken with him over the last 2 weeks or so. But they really, you know, he is still kind of under wraps, and he remains in Florida. It's a weird situation because it's not as if he's under contract. He hasn't signed his franchise tender. So they really have no jurisdiction to make him come up. Now, they're aligned with New York Presbyterian Hospital and Hospital for Special Surgery with some of the best medical staffs in the country, including a hand specialist, but he's elected to do it his way. So literally, no pun intended, their hands are kind of tied right now. He's sort of controlling the deck, and until he feels he's ready to come back, sign the tender, and perform, they don't expect to see him back in New Jersey.
All right, Bob, real quick here. The Giants have not made the playoffs since the 2011 season, the last season in which they won the Super Bowl. Is there a sense of urgency for the Giants to finally break the barrier and get back to the postseason?
No question about it. And Giants president and CEO John Mara was pretty outspoken at the end of last season that the results were unacceptable. This is a franchise that, you know, if you look back over the last 30-something years, they've won four Super Bowls. They've been in contention. They've had some really good teams. And when you have a franchise quarterback like Eli Manning, there's really no excuse for the team to not be better. So, as he said, everybody is on notice at the end of last year. And if they don't get results, you know, barring some catastrophic injuries that are out of your control, then there will be changes, in my opinion, because they're not going to tolerate what they've put out on the football field the last couple of years.
Bob Papa, the voice of the New York Football Giants, thanks for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Houston?
Yes, Eagle One.
I never go anywhere without my Baba Peeting.
Roger that, Eagle One.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, filet-o-fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer, only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. And a lot of young players will get their first exposure to a preseason tempo, which in most cases, I guess, is faster than the practice tempo. Here, that's not the case. The Eagles going at breakneck speed all the time. Inside linebacker position last year, depleted by injury, replenished big time this year.
Yes, indeed. One of the players that they acquired was third-round pick Jordan Hicks out of Texas. He's going to get his first preseason action, the rookie out of Texas. How much will he impress? How much will he get to play? He's had a chance to work in with a number of different units, including the first team unit, due to some injuries in the training camp here. But let's get a little Eagle in focus with Bo Wolf to learn more about the rookie linebacker, Jordan Hicks.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Bo Wolf, and welcome to Eagle in Focus, where today we talk about third-round pick Jordan Hicks. Now, you need to know nothing more about how highly the Eagles thought of Jordan Hicks than the fact that with needs all over the place, they took an inside linebacker despite already having a logjam at the position with D'Amico Ryans, Kiko Alonso, and Michael Kendricks all already on the roster. Chip Kelly said after the selection that Jordan Hicks was by far their highest-rated player on the board at the time of the selection. Now, as for what he brings to the table, Hicks, at 6'1", 238, extremely athletic and extremely intelligent, a two-time first-team All-Academic Big 12 member, Hicks was a little bit injury-plagued during his career, but as a senior, he was healthy, played all 13 games, started all 13 games, and recorded an impressive 147 tackles for the Longhorns. For the Eagles, he will transition from being a 4-3 outside linebacker to a 3-4 inside linebacker, and he will be expected to make an impact early on special teams, but he has impressed defensive coordinator Bill Davis on defense already.
Jordan Hicks has got great instinct. It's neat to watch a rookie who has field vision, and Jordan really jumped out so far as a young man about how his vision and instincts and awareness. He still has a long way to go when he's an athletic young man, intelligent, works extremely hard in the meeting room. So we're excited about Jordan's progress.
Now, clearly the path to playing on defense for Jordan Hicks as a rookie will be very difficult. Not only is there D'Amico Ryans, Kiko Alonso, and Michael Kendricks ahead of him, but also reliable backups like Najee Good, Brad Jones, and Emmanuel Acho. But still, Hicks is pushing for playing time with this Eagles defense. But Jordan Hicks will have the opportunity to learn from those players during his rookie season and hopefully make a big impact on special teams for special teams coordinator Dave Fipp. For Inside Training Camp and Eagle in Focus, I'm Bo Wolf.
Well, thank you very much, Bo Wolf. Jordan Hicks, somebody we're going to be watching very closely. Eagles expecting big things from him. Speaking of big things, look at our schedule for PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we get ready for the preseason opener on Sunday against the Colts. On Saturday, Gatorade 101 Jim Cramer, the madman of money, is also a huge Eagles fan. Talks about his love for the team and what he expects in 2015. And then Ross Tucker, Football 101, what is an eligible receiver? On Sunday, Eagles-Colts 1 o'clock. That game broadcast live on NBC 10. The kickoff show here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com live from Lincoln Financial Field is at 12:30. The postgame show presented by Rico, and you'll be part of that.
Yes, big time. I will. Myself and Ike Reese, so yep. Breaking down all the action. Looking very much forward to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've got a little story for you here. It's called The Journey. It's a great piece. Episode 2 coming your way. We give you a tease right now.
Mike Hendricks is not going anywhere. I'm going to write that down in ink. Mike's not going anywhere.
What I'm trying to get out of training camp is just being more of a vocal leader. And, you know, I think anytime you get a group of men that work collectively together, you have something special, and that's what the LB group is. We, as linebackers, have a goal, and as a team, we have a goal. We're after a championship, bottom line. We want to win the Super Bowl.
Well, on a busy Friday, that just about does it for us. For Chris McPherson, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.